Right now it's time for Fun with Alexis, and here's your host, Gordon Keith.
Hey, thank you so much, Miller Man. We like to do this every once in a while. Check in with our traffic gal, Alexis, and find out what's going on in her life. Now, Alexis, in case P1s can't see her right now, because they're on radio.
Right.
Alexis is really hot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Blonde, tanned, young.
She's
got
really
a great personality.
Strutting her stuff today.
Oh, yeah, wearing this mini skirt in here today, taunting us all. Just asking for it if you ask me. All right, so we thought we'd talk with Alexis. And
by the way, does Gordo make you uncomfortable daily?
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Just about every day.
Thank you.
Mission accomplished. Hang the banner. Hang the banner. All right, so we want to ask you a few questions, okay, Alexis?
Okay.
Are you scared?
A little.
Good. I like seeing fear in a woman's eyes.
Gosh.
All right. Do we have any music?
Okay. But I'm to our game show music.
Yeah, what happened to our Fun with Alexis music bed?
Okay. Here's your first question, Alexis. As we hear music.
Hang on.
All right. Would you rather gain 50 pounds? Now, you're a thin girl, right?
Not extremely thin, but
thin
enough,
I hope. You're good looking. We've already established that.
Okay.
Would you rather gain 50 pounds that you cannot lose for the rest of your life?
Okay.
Or cut off one of your pinkies?
Cut off one of my pinkies.
Wow.
No
question. You need some time to think about it?
Nope. No time.
I think every woman would answer it that way.
50
pounds is a lot, yes.
And you can't do anything to get rid of it.
Right.
What do you need your pinky for?
Okay. One of your thumbs.
Hmm. Just one?
50 pounds. Just one.
Go with the thumb.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Jeez. All right. The 50 pounds that you can't lose or have a fake eye.
Oh, no.
But it looks...
That doesn't move? Or, you know,
it moves. It moves. It looks regular.
Oh, well, I'll take a fake eye.
But right. Once a week, it'll kind of roll around in the back of your head. And
yeah, once a week, it starts rolling and showing dollar signs and cherries and lemons.
That's not fair. That's not.
Yeah.
Add-ons are allowed. Add-ons is what makes the hypotheticals fun, George.
But it looks real
most of
the time.
Most
of the
time,
I'm gonna go with a fake eye.
Even if you know that at some point during that week, at maybe a critical time while you're having a business meeting, it's going to start rolling and showing the gold bars and cherries and lemons.
I think people would like that more than an extra 50 pounds. I would go ahead and go with the fake eye.
She's answered.
Yes.
She's answered honestly here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you had to make love to one guy and you had to choose between Nate Newton or Fernando,
oh, no.
Who do you choose?
Keep in mind, Nate just had the thumb
stomach. Yeah, he's post-op. Yeah. I just saw a picture of him yesterday.
Looking pretty good these days.
Oh, man. Why do you have to make it so mean?
It's okay.
Hi, Fernando.
He doesn't care. He wants your honesty.
He's staring at the TV.
He enjoys your honesty.
He's so perverted.
He is perverted.
I accept the perversion.
This happens on a daily basis, actually.
That's right.
So I already have my answer to this question.
Which is?
But I haven't had this scenario yet. It's for every day? Or just
no,
one?
No, it's just... No,
it's a one-time deal.
It's once a week for a couple months.
Once a week. Oh, for a couple months.
Yeah.
So you're going to get to know them very well.
Okay, I'm going to go with it would be weird if Fernando and I were sleeping together and working together. So I'm going to go with Nate Newton.
Okay.
Yes. All right. We want it to be awkward in here. So there we go.
All right.
Let's say you didn't work with Fernando, but it's between Nate Newton and Fernando. She doesn't want to say it.
Well, I don't.
It's okay. You can say Nate Newton.
Okay,
Fernando grosses you out.
Nate's a pro athlete. A lot of girls like that pro athlete thing.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
That's what you're kind of thinking, sure.
He's probably got a new zest for life now that he's lost all that weight. So I'm still going to take Nate Newton.
All right. No, don't call him right now. Yeah, we'll wait on that. Okay, would you rather gain 50 pounds that you cannot lose for the rest of your life or make love to Fernando once a week? For the rest
Why
of the
Why is Fernando in all of these? Why? This is not
he's
right.
Perverted.
This isn't right. It can't be
right,
someone
Norm.
That I'm
Let's
looking
do Norm.
At.
All right, we'll do Norm.
How about Norm?
Okay, what was this?
Make love to Norm.
50 pounds or... Once a week?
Once a week. for the rest of his life.
Oh, my God. This is so mean. Why are you making me do this?
Or you gain 50 pounds that you can't lose for the rest of your life. Now, Norm's probably only going to live probably 14 months.
No. Come on.
Is suicide an option? I don't want either.
I know, but you have to choose. Suicide is not an option. There's no way out of this.
Gosh.
50 pounds is a lot.
Is Norm listening right now?
No, he's not. He hadn't listened to the station. But it's making love to Norm. And you know, it takes him a while to get in a state where he's even able to...
Well, I'm with George. Like, why waste your life thinking about these situations that are never going to happen? Let's just move on to something else.
No, we have to ask these questions.
This is something that's unrealistic.
No, these are psychological tests.
And you're only wasting like 5 minutes, not your life.
Precious minutes.
But Gordon wastes his life doing this. He makes himself miserable every day.
I woke up this morning thinking about this Norm one.
He wants to share his misery with other people.
I don't know. Can I, like, wave a flag and move on to the next one?
You have to answer this one.
I don't get a pass for one of these.
You would choose... Your underwear, yes.
So it's so disgusting. You've said that you would cut off your thumb rather than make love to Norm. I mean, in
Did
a sense.
Did I say that?
Well, in a sense. Because you're so...
I just
the 50 pounds thing is so horrible to you.
Yes. Would you want to gain 50 pounds? No.
What do you mean? I do all the time.
It's on his way.
I lose it, and then gain it again, lose it again.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I think
I'm going to go
with the 50 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Once the sound effects started, that was...
All right, let's take a listen. Here's Norm.
Okay.
Messy.
Oh, come on.
Gross.
Jeez.
All right, so what about...
I don't want to poo-poo.
Cut off one of your feet or gain 50 pounds that you can't lose?
Well, if you cut off one of your feet, you're probably going to gain 50 pounds because you
can't. No, you're not. You're guaranteed
that you'll... get a prosthetic and...
Yeah, you'll look just like you, except you'll have a...
still run and walk
one weird
and move.
Monkey
once
foot.
A week, your foot's going to fly off.
Yeah.
Okay. But can you still work out?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll cut off my foot.
But
is it, like, painful?
No. You're not
just
the time
to do it. Just happens in my sleep or something.
But that foot will fly off once a week. It'll, like, shoot across the room.
And then it's okay to put back on?
Uh-huh.
Let's cut off the foot.
All right, what about the foot and the eye, the fake eye that starts rolling once a week? Or 50 pounds?
Bad.
Well, you'd be so
as
fun
long
to take
as you
the
can
parties.
Still, yeah, you'd have some party tricks, I guess. I'm going to go with the foot and the eye instead of gaining 50 pounds. I really don't want to gain 50 pounds.
God, what is
10,
with women and weight? They're so concerned about weight.
I think every woman would answer the same way as Alexis is answering.
Yeah, but don't you think, though, when men are talking, that it's going to be a lot stranger? I mean, you say to that one guy, hey, who's Tom going out with? Oh, he's going out with that girl. You know, she's a little heavy set. But,
no,
you know,
you're not
going to
say it all nice like that. You're going to be like, that big whale over there with the fat arms.
But the other option is, who's Tom going out with?
You're a pig.
And you say, Tom's going out with that girl, you know, she's blonde, but she's got that foot that falls off all the time and that eye that rolls around like a slot machine.
It's freaky. But sometimes it just shoots across the room.
Yes.
Oh, she can still work out and, you know, still looks pretty much the same. Mm-hmm.
You would rather
be
hot than happy, wouldn't you?
Well, I think, you know, that's going to affect if you're happy or not, if you're hot. Or
all right,
but
let's say, would you rather be attractive like you are now and... miserable. Let's say that you were just really, you're always pissed off and you're mad and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Or would you rather be really happy?
Or fat and happy.
But you're 100 pounds overweight.
Oh, you had to add 50 more. God. Oh, no. Well, I know that wouldn't happen because I know I wouldn't be happy being 100 pounds more, but... the way you're setting it up, I guess I'd rather be fat and happy.
Finally, she's growing.
And skinny,
finally, we got her to gain weight.
Okay.
All right, this is the thing. You're not absolutely miserable when you're skinny. Let's just say you just have a low level of dissatisfaction that just is constantly humming in the background.
Okay.
You're not happy. You know, you're just kind of always, you got stuff to complain about, and you know, but you're not horribly sad, miserable.
Okay.
Or you're 100 pounds overweight and you're really happy.
I'm going to go with mildly unhappy and skinny.
All right, Alexis. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, there's a little get to know Alexis. By the way, you're doing an excellent job on traffic.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Giorgio, we were all sitting in here complimenting you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Just a little while ago.
Keep up the good work.
All Although, right. we've noticed that you can't say reports or Dallas.
Oh, okay.
You say Dulles.
Dulles.
And reports. Okay.
Repert?
Yeah.
That's your
I think I just start
Michigan
talking fast.
Accent.
And yeah, you got a Michigan thing.
That's not a Michigan accent.
It's like Bob Sturm has that Wisconsin thing.
Yeah, Bob can't say D's. I don't know what that is. He says, can't T's. Say T's. Says Denton.
Cotton.
Denton.
Cotton.
Yeah.
Cotton. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sure I'll probably screw it up on the next one.
No, you won't.
30
you're doing
seconds.
Great. No, you're doing great. That's Alexis.
Okay. Bye, Alexis.
Bye, Alexis. Thank you.
850 some odd here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Anyone concerned about the Rangers losing streak yet? We'll talk.